Summer is a season of superhero movies. The latest installment of The Avengers is raking it in at the box office. Coming soon are The Fantastic Four and Ant-Man.
And all of this got us thinking about what superpowers you might want if you could have them, and whether any have gone from fantasy to reality.
This summer, we're exploring some gadgets that can give you real-life superpowers like flying.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
From Superman...
And three, two, one.
To Iron Man.
Here's a gadget straight out of science fiction into practicality. The Rocket Belt is undergoing comprehensive testing by the Army.
To actual jetpacks made over half a century ago, humans have dreamed of flying for a very long time. As NPR's Alyssa Eades reports, we may have figured out how to do it.
Yves Rossi has been trying to fly like a superhero for the last 20 years. Here, he's flying over Dubai at 120 miles per hour.
Radio check, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's kind of unreal because normally, as human, you fall. So it's a very good feeling, you know, you are like in a parallel world that normally doesn't exist. It's beautiful.
Rossi pretty much flies like Superman, horizontal, hundreds of feet up in the air. But instead of a cape, he uses wings that are 7 feet long and four engines. He goes up 7,000 feet in a helicopter and jumps.
First, you fall like a stone. And as you are getting speed, this element, air, becomes more and more consistent, like water.
For 10 minutes, Rossi knows what it is to fly. He and his protege, Vince Roffey, both started out as skydivers. They loved the air, they loved the rush, but it wasn't enough. As Roffey says, it wasn't the dream.
To fly like a bird.
Roffey took his first skydive when he was 15 years old. He was terrified.
And I did one jump, and since that day, started to dream about flying, and that's why I'm here now.
Once he decided to fly, Roffey had to learn. He says that technology is pretty simple, but you can't just strap on wings. Rossi says you have to figure out how to use your body in sync with the jetpack.
We are part of the thing that flies. If you compare to a bird, the bird needs to train for weeks so that he becomes strong with his wings. And it's the same for us. You have to train a lot.
Each pack weighs about 120 pounds. For them to stay up longer than 10 minutes, they'd have to add fuel, which would make them even heavier.
So you cannot give that to my grandmother yet.
But don't worry. Rossi says that is the next step. He hopes one day there will be a way for you, and maybe his grandmother, to fly. Alyssa Eades, NPR News.
We'll continue our exploration of real-life superpowers throughout the summer. Listen for stories on invisibility, teleportation, and mind reading here on Morning Edition from NPR News.